Coming into posture that's easeful for meditation, sitting in a chair or a cross-legged on a cushion, kneeling on a bench, lying down if that's right for your body, or standing. If you're sitting, it's often helpful not to be slumping or leaning too far back, but also back support if that's conducive to ease and brightness for you, then please do that. Sitting in a way that brings the qualities of presence, patience, kindness for ourselves and each other, the world, to the foreground. In the posture itself, we can feel all the qualities of the Dhamma, beginning with generosity, giving ourselves the time in stillness, giving ourselves an aligned, relaxed body as best we can, as a gift in support of ease, clarity, joy, rest. Giving each other, the Sangha that we sit in, the support of creating a field together of stillness and silence, outside and inside, the heart mind. The posture can shine with dignity, a kind of kindness and compassion for ourselves and others, because it is a kind of deep kindness to bring the body into a space like this. The space of sitting still, of opening the senses, setting aside the storms of thought and emotion tied to the past, tied to the future. Let the body be open like a wide open space, or the bowl of the ocean itself. And the wave of the breath rising and falling through the whole body. Not so much crashing like a wave dramatically in and out on the beach, though it's like that sometimes, but more like the rise and fall of the tide. 6 hours to rise, another 6 to fall. Feel the whole body rising with the in-breath, expanding, and the whole body releasing with the out-breath. The early meditation on emptiness. Early because it is recorded in the Pali texts differently than it appears in the later Mahayana texts. The early meditation on emptiness invites us to feel into the peacefulness of meditating in a peaceful place with a peaceful mind state, far from the stresses of a busier place or a busier mind state. Getting as still and soft as we can. And the image is of meditating in the forest, in a beautiful, quiet, natural place. And remembering what it was like to be in the city. Noisier, busier, more people, more activity. And that this place, the forest, grove where one practices, is empty of that stress of busyness. It's just not here. This is the image, this is the literal image that suggests peacefulness. The stress that the Buddha's teachings aim themselves at is not the busyness of the city, but the busyness of the craving, wanting, hungry, lost heart. And when we settle into meditation, bringing the faculties together in the present, setting down the dramas of the past and future, this moment of quiet is free from the busyness of the drama. It's empty of drama. So just as the wilderness is empty of the stress of the city, silence is empty of the stress of the story we carry around and repeat to ourselves again and again. Unaware that we are only perpetuating the pain and stress of the story. Notice the open space when the story is set aside. the meditation on emptiness spirals deeper and deeper through layers of distress and confusion, understanding each one to be absent when the heart is at peace. Until we get to the core confusion, which is that anything is a thing at all, that we have identities, that the things we desire are those things, that they have a solid identity. We desire a person and we imagine them to be a certain way and to stay that way, but it's not like that. We imagine ourselves to be a certain person with a kind of consistency over time, a soul. It's really us, but it's not like that. It's too changeable to be that solid. So can you rest into a meditation that understands any concept about anything to be a kind of stress haunting that thing? Even to say that a thing is a kind of stress that haunts the experience of this moment. We'll sit in silence with the core practice of letting silence deepen. Anything that arises to interrupt the silence, including commentary on silence, the desire for more silence, the sense that I am the one being silent, anything that comes up, whether in words or images or the felt sense, falls away as soon as it arises, because that too is just another bit of stress that has attached itself to this moment's life. So we'll sit in silence together from here. as we come toward the end of the meditation, refreshing the posture and the sense of wide open stillness if it's slipped. The emptiness shows us, the meditation shows us something about emptiness, because we can feel the absence in it of all the various stresses. And particularly the stress that comes with the idea that we have to be something, be someone in a particular way, the same person again and again, year after year in our life. From the deep silent space of meditation, we soften our story. You might let the eyes just open gently. Feel the body without the stress of the story in it for a moment. Just rest into that pleasure. The peacefulness. That's right here when all the rest is cleared away. We'll finish with the mantra of Prajna Paramita, the goddess of the perfection of wisdom. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha.